The Wake Up Tomorrow release has gone really well so far. The fact that we kind of released this out as a soft release to get the wheels in motion ahead of the next album, it was really unexpected to see how much it was shared. To see BBC Radio 2 picking it up and playing it has just been a real dream. So it's gone really well, unexpectedly well. So we're really, really happy. Something about the single that no one else knows. That's a tough one. When I was in the production of this song, this was the first song that was being recorded for the second album. And we actually made a bunch of percussive sounds around fire, matchsticks, you know, like striking matches. So a lot of the percussive elements and a lot of the background sounds are kind of like physical real world samples that I made in the studio. So that's an interesting one that I don't think anyone really knows at this point. How much respect do I have for key workers over the last year or so? I would say a lot. I mean, my partner is a doctor, and seeing what she's gone through this last year has really kind of opened my eyes to what key workers have gone through. And especially when the start of the pandemic happened, the choices that they had to make when there wasn't that much information about how dangerous corona was. I have a massive amount of respect for key workers, and that's, you know, part of the dedication for this song. Will I be releasing an EP or an album this year? Yes, that's the plan. The idea is to be releasing an album called Playing With Fire, and it's looking like that's going to be somewhere towards mid to the end of the year. And yeah, it's really exciting to be putting out the second studio record. If I could work with any artist on a new song, who would it be and why? There's a lot that spring to mind. I mean, if I could choose one, I would really like to get in a room and write with JP Cooper. He's an artist that I really connect with. I really vibe with a lot of his music, and he's got an incredible vocal. So yeah, I think that's who would be on the top of my list for the moment. How have I been coping during lockdown? Do I ever get days where I feel unmotivated? I think everyone naturally has those days where you feel unmotivated. But I'm very, very lucky to have music. I'm very lucky to be very busy throughout this year. So for me, I've been one of the fortunate ones. I've kept my head down, and I've been okay. So I've been coping all right. So thanks for asking. How much am I looking forward to starting touring again? Touring is really one of the main things for me. It's what I do this for. I love, you know, sharing those moments with fans and getting on stage and singing songs together in a room. So I'm really looking forward to touring again. God knows when that's going to be, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it as much as everyone else out there, for sure.